This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, I'm sorry, this is a headline. I don't want to really start out the show talking about condoms, but this is a headline. And, of course, anything Bill Gates does makes headlines. And Bill Gates and his foundation is really trying to combat STDs and HIV. And so scientists have invented a new self-lubricating condom. This is being reported by Business Insider and NBC News that can cut down on sexually transmitted disease and unwanted pregnancies. Why? Because it makes condoms more appealing. And scientists are able to do this at the graciousness of Bill Gates and his funding. So the study was published in the Royal Society Open Journal, and it describes how the rubber latex is coated with a thin layer of these hydrophilic polymers that upon contact with moisture become slippery to the touch. So these hydrophilic polymers allow the lubricant to last longer so people don't need to add more during sex. Now, some of you young folk are probably out there going, what are they talking about? Nobody really needs to add lubricant. Well, after you, let me school you, okay? Once you get middle-aged, then things change a little bit, okay? Plus, sex lasts a little longer the older you get, okay? You know, you young folk can get away with a two-minute, right, you know, encore, but performance. But, you know, when you're older, it's going to take a little while longer. So, according to Business Insider, it could last at least, what they say, quote, 1,000 thrusts without losing slipperiness and should be, quote, more comfortable than regular condoms. So, the scientists were backed by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. They tested regular condoms with a shop-bought water-based lubricant and found that they were initially slippery, but became less so after 600 thrusts, or we can't say uses, because somebody uses it for so they base it on that. They say intercourse typically lasts between 100 and 500. So the average condom should work, but what if somebody has more issues? So, see, look, there's science, and I really want to apologize to you guys, because, you know, you all have kind of an image of sex and an idea of sex and a conception of it. And once we science folks get involved, we really make it boring. You know, doctors probably suffer from the worst type of sex. I have to just say that. And I think it's because we know too much, you know? I'm like, okay, well, my cervix is there, and I have an IUD, and there's the ovaries and the fallopian tube, and doctors are, you know, thinking, okay, well, you know, there's like a Bartholin cyst, or there's this, or there's that, you know, and they go, okay, well, I hope she doesn't have vaginal cancer. There's so many things that go on in the mind of a doctor. Now, some doctors will say, no, I don't think about that. Okay, well, then you're lucky, all right, that you could, you know, separate yourself from your profession. But when when you're dealing with that every single day, it's really hard to not think about that. In this study, they said 33 men and women tested both types of condoms, 73% really liked the self-lubricating one. Of those who said they never used condoms, 86% said they would start using one of these types of condoms. So that's pretty huge, because we can't get a lot of people to wear condoms. So now they say clinical trials with couples to see how the condoms compare in real-life settings could begin early next year. It just blows my mind that something so scientific could be used on something so raw. You know? I find that absolutely fascinating. So, you know, going back to how doctors, like, are always on the clock, you know, always diagnosing you, people think that, like, if you have a friend who's a psychologist or a psychiatrist, they're looking at you, diagnosing you. Or if you have a doctor, they do that. It's true. If I'm talking to you and I see you have a mole, I'm going to stop and tell you. If I see that you have an enlarged thyroid, I'm going to tell you. It's one of these things when we take our Hippocratic Oath that even though it's not in the Hippocratic Oath, we feel compelled to do something or say something if we see something that could harm you. And I know people don't like that, because I'll go up and I'll be like, oh, you got this mole or you got this, to strangers. And it's like, how do I go to bed at night seeing a possible melanoma and not warning them? I just think that's bad of me. And so I'll do it. You know, we were talking about getting banned from Walmart. I could see myself getting banned from Walmart, not because I would do anything, you know, stupid like with the douche like I did last time, but what I think I would, the reason why I think I would get banned is I just really too many times I diagnose people. If I see an earlobe crease, one of those diagonal earlobe creases, I'm going to tell you to go get your cholesterol checked. If you look a little yellow to me, I'm going to tell you to get your liver checked. And if you don't like me, or if you say none of your damn business, I don't care. I live with that. If you start to freak out because I took cuts in front of you in the line, I'll turn around and diagnose you with a psychiatric illness. It's just what I do. It's who I am. And I'm Dr. Dahlia. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extra. extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart to Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day. Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that is here to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com now to find out more. That's GCNLife.com. And start your day off with an open mind.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I was on Local News 3 last night with Renee Santos talking about this polio-like paralyzing illness, and I had written an article a while back talking about it, kind of warning you guys that something's up, something's around the bend, and now we're hearing that there are multiple cases in multiple states. There were more, it went down a little bit, but people are kind of freaking out, parents are freaking out. I don't want people freaking out over this, but you need to be aware of it, and we're going to just quickly revisit it. So this AFM, this acute flaccid myelitis, is a symptom or a condition or a diagnosis that happens, not from polio, but it looks like polio, We still don't even know what the heck is causing it. We think it's a virus like polio, but we don't know 100%. And the CDC has confirmed 62 cases just in this year alone, spanning over 22 states. I live in Nevada, and I hear that Nevada is even investigating the case. So officials are also looking at an additional 65 possible cases. So confirmed 62 this year, all in all about 360, 370 cases, all in all. But they're now investigating more. And so I don't want people thinking there's polio. Polio has been eradicated now that we're vaccinating, as long as we're keeping the vaccination up. Okay, we're doing that right. But it's polio-like. The kid starts to have a cold, feels kind of, you know, blah. So like, all right, the kid's got a cold. And then all of a sudden, their muscles and their reflexes become weak. They could even become paralyzed, lose arm, leg weakness, loss of muscle tone. They could unfortunately even have start having respiratory issues because the nerves that are affecting the lungs. And then unfortunately they could die. There's only been one reported death since 2016. Thank God. The rest of these children luckily are getting better. However, this is freaking people out. And flaccid means limp. Acute means happening fast, right? Very new. And myelitis is inflammation of the spinal cord. So this virus, we believe, is airborne. These kids are back at school. They're playing together. They're sharing their Capri Sun, whatever the heck they're doing. And they could be giving each other these germs. However, if that was the case, there wouldn't only be 65 cases across the whole entire United States in a year. We would see more clusters. You see? I mean, if this was that simple, where a kid gets sick, gives another kid this virus, and then we would see a bunch of kids in one school or in one playground get it. So that makes me think something else is going on. It makes me think that this is a virus that can affect a whole variety of types of people, but there are a select few that'll, when they get exposed to this, succumb to acute flaccid myelitis. And this is how we need to start approaching medicine. Yeah, I talked to you guys about strep pneumonia. One of my ex-partners in medicine had said, you could throw strep pneumonia, a bacteria, into a room. You could just throw it into a room. Somebody's going to get pneumonia. Somebody may get a sinus infection. Somebody may get a mild lung infection. And somebody else, nothing's going to happen to them. So even though the bug is the same, and the bug has the potential to cause a very consistent picture if it gets us, you know, to a certain length, that doesn't necessarily mean every single body gets that. So that's what I think is happening with this acute flaccid myelitis. There's some virus that when it hits certain kids, this happens to them. As a parent, I'd want to know, well, what the hell is my kid? I mean, is my kid one that's going to become weak or going to be able to fight this off? Well, then they need to test. I mean, what they have to do is anybody that ever got this, they have to do some pretty heavy-duty genetic testing. Or, if it's not in the genes, maybe it's something in the environment. Let's say it's something as simple as every kid that got sick had eaten Three Musketeers bar, let's say. I mean, they are going to have to survey everything. What did this kid do? Was there anything that seemed to be a common thread? This is what epidemiologists do. This is why science, to me, is really fascinating. Science is so fascinating to me, especially epidemiology. So then they have to actually survey, and these are young kids. So young kids can't say, well, you know, I went to the market or I went to the store or I ate here or I did this. I mean, you know, they're going to have to figure out what was a common theme. Are all these kids nutritionally deficient? Are all these kids heavy carb eaters? Are all these kids heavy vegetable eaters? Are these kids growing up in a family where it's a very clean house and not a lot of dust? Or are they growing up in a family where there's a lot of pets? I mean, these are the types of things that it is going to be a very comprehensive sort of survey they have to do. And then they have to find, and a computer could do that, any similarities. Now, what that requires is mom or dad, who isn't beside themselves freaking out that their kid looks like he has polio, able to remember every single detail. And that's where the challenge lies. If I was a parent, and God forbid this was happening to my kid, and I was freaking out, I'd be like, oh my gosh, you're going to make me fill out a 1,000-page questionnaire. I would be, and I understand why it has to be done, but I don't know if I would, I don't remember. Because I would be in shock. So there's a lot of challenges to figuring this out. People want to know what the hell's going on. At one time, I believe 39 states were affected. Now the CDC is saying 22. CNN is saying most. You know, they're playing it safe. Why don't we say most? Well, 22 is kind of less than half, but that's okay. And as new cases crop up, it's concerning. It may add to the number. So, you know, right now, Dr. Nancy Messonnier, director of the CDC's National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases, said in a press briefing, "We know this can be frightening for parents. I encourage parents to seek medical care right away if your child develops sudden weakness or loss of muscle tone in the arms or legs." Now, this is what I recommend. Okay, this sucker is very, very rare. All right, less than 1 in 1 million people get it. It is rare. Yeah, we saw an uptick in cases summer and fall. Once it gets cold, we don't see as many cases, okay? But remember, kids are starting to play together, they're in classrooms together, so yeah, there's a chance that the virus could be spread. But this is what I recommend, and I recommend this to medical providers, even though I know they're going to get mad. If your child gets sick, and this also has to do with the flu and what happened last year, where, you know, parents are like, oh, the kid just had the flu, and then unfortunately they would die the next day. If your child gets sick, do a shout out to your medical provider. Let your doctor or PA or nurse practitioner know. Let the office know. I want to know that my child has cold. Okay? He looks like he's doing fine right now. But if I need to bring him in, do you have anything in the next day or two? Because I don't want it to be like last year where it was a flu that turned deadly, or this year with this weird AFM. All right? I just want to let you know, baby's sick. Then the medical provider, if he is hearing the latest or something new happens that morning, he could then inform mom, you know what, bring her in. Bring him in. Let me take a look. Or let me tell you what to watch out for. Now, I get in the winter, everybody calling saying, I'm sick. Yeah, that could be a big pain in the butt. And I mean, you know, the logistics of documenting everything. However, at least you start having a communication between the doctor's office. And you can already start planning ahead on when you could be seen. Because if anything changes, you're going to have to. If, God forbid, though, you start losing muscle tone, or you start getting weak, or you can't, call 911, get to the ER. Don't even mess around. So what do we do if this happens with your child? Well, we run tests. We make sure it's nothing else that we do have to immediately treat, like Guillain-Barré with some IVIG, immunoglobulin. But for the most part, with this AFM, there's really no treatment. We just hope and pray. We keep our fingers crossed, you know, and we'll do supportive measures. We'll watch them. We'll make sure they don't have any more brain swelling. We'll watch their brain very closely. And then we, you know, hope it passes. So there's some things that they're doing depending on the symptoms. Some kids are getting antibiotics. Some are getting antivirals. Some are getting steroids. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Mo most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, after meeting with Saudi Arabian officials, says the kingdom denies knowing anything about what happened inside their consulate to Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. However, his colleague at the Washington Post, David Ignatius, says,
I was with three of Jamal's children on Monday, who came to see a number of us at the Washington Post. And what they want is for an international investigation that is credible.
Pompeo says the Saudis have agreed they'll launch an intensive investigation. First Lady Melania Trump is safe after her plane makes an emergency landing this morning. Smoke detected aboard the Air Force jet just minutes after takeoff from Joint Base Andrews in Maryland. Everybody's okay. And this is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Maybe. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Just to let you know whatever happened with the chicken bones. There was a lot of finger pointing. Real quickly, this is what happened. I almost died the other day. Horrible. Thank God he was there and protected me. But I had ordered pizza for football day, Sunday. for us to watch the Patriots game. And we also ordered hot wings. Somebody sucked off the meat of the hot wings, and instead of throwing the bones out, threw them in a box that actually contained pizza. So when I, the next morning, in the dark, grabbed a piece of pizza that looked nice, chocked full of toppings, and bit into it, I almost bit and swallowed, because I'm hungry first thing in the morning, a chicken bone, a chicken wing bone. Pretty dangerous stuff. And so when I went to get a new piece of pizza, there was a bone on that too. And I find four bones. So I start ripping my family a new one. It was kind of actually fun. You know, because all day long I was planning how I was going to rip everybody a new one. And the funny thing is everybody started to go, well, it wasn't me. I didn't eat chicken wings. I didn't eat chicken wings. All right. So the last person for me to interview and interrogate was my older boy. So my older boy doesn't come home till late, you know, because he's in college now and fraternity and all that. So he comes home late. And I'm about to go to bed, and I'm like, get up here, I need to talk to you. And by my tone, you can see he's worried. He's like, okay. And his eyes dilate. See, I never beat the kids. But what was really kind of inspiring is just my tone couldn't still fear. That's pretty good. I thought all these years I had no control over my kids. And I go, so, Stone, we need to talk. I need you up here now. And it scared him. Then I was like, oh my God, see, Mama still got it. And I go, somebody ate hot wings, sucked off all the meat, and left their salivated bones on a piece of pizza that I almost ate, and then I almost choked on the next day. And he goes, I didn't eat any hot wings on Sunday. I didn't want them. I didn't eat them. So I looked at my husband. He's like, oh, I ate hot wings, but it wasn't me. You did. Yeah, it wasn't me. I never put it in pizza, so it wasn't me. I go, did you eat hot wings? Yep. Where did you put? You see, you're a lawyer. All women, by the way, all women, if you've noticed, have a law degree. Maybe not a law degree in the American sense, but we are so well versed on not only interrogation but cross-examination that you're just never going to win. His argument was, I did not put chicken wing bones onto pizza. So it wasn't me. It had to have been somebody else. Yet the other two kids are looking at me, and now the younger one wants to watch this because he knows exactly what happened. The younger kid, Brock, he comes out of his room, right, when he should be studying, he should be minding his own business. He comes out, kind of hides behind a wall, but he knows that the show's about to start. He's like, Daddy said it wasn't him, blamed it on us. Mommy is now about to unfold with legal artistry, right? The problem with his argument and unfold that he was really the culprit. And then after she does this with brilliant execution, like a flower opening up in the spring, she is then going to rip him a new one. So Brock starts coming in and then I start noticing some of the cats. Some of the cats and the dog are like, okay, this is going to get good. And meanwhile, older boy is like, okay, like, do I need to stay for this? Okay, because I got home late. Right? I should have gotten yelled at for coming home late because I got a final tomorrow, a midterm tomorrow. Before Mom figures that out, can I leave the vicinity? He didn't want to be there. The younger one wanted to watch. The older one was like, I think I better get the hell out of here because any second she is going to realize that she needs to yell at my butt for not being home study, being out with the fraternity, right? So I give him a look like I'm not done with you yet. So he stays put. He freezes. Meanwhile, my husband is sitting there playing a video game, and you can see what's going on in his mind. One is, should he finish the game? Two, should he pause, which he can't do because his man's going to die? Three, should he completely hide the fact that he's playing a video game because his wife is about to rip him a new one? Four, should he just double down? Or five, should he just yell, woman, back off, I'm the man of the house, which never works. Can I just say, guys, never use number five. So I go, all right, you had chicken wings, but you did not throw them into the pizza. Where did you throw your chicken wings when you salivated and stripped and sheared the meat off of them? What did you do with the chicken wings? So now he's like, I'm screwed. I better lie. I don't understand why men do that. You make it worse. When you lie, now you just, I mean, now the punishment is like quadruple. Okay? Because we square and cube our, you know, yelling. So he goes, I threw it away in a bag that was on the table. There was no bag. Now, there was a bag, a cerca de, near the vicinity that I use for cat poo-poo. So I'm thinking what I need to do to prove my point and illustrate more, which is what a lot of attorneys do, is, and I'm not an attorney, is I need to grab that bag full of cat poo-poo and have him prove to me that the chicken wings were put in said bag. But I decided to go easy. I decided to instead call him every name in the book, right? Basically, with one big zinger. You said it was one of the kids who did it. And you're wrong, and now you are in trouble. So then he goes, it wasn't me. I wouldn't do it. And then he tries to yell. He tries to think that he's going to back off yelling his voice, but he doesn't understand. I'm already 10 feet tall right now. I am 10 feet tall. My breasts have already jumped to an FG cup, okay? My feet now are a size 14, and I am standing over him going, you didn't throw away your you throw it in the garbage. You don't make me choke. You don't this. You don't this. You don't this. And I just laid in. I laid into him so bad that he started to look like a chick, the chicken wing whose meat was sheared off. Now, I said my piece. My younger son looks at me like, damn, don't mess with her. The older boy is like, I got to move out of this house. And now my husband is mad at me. Why? Because I ordered chicken wings for dinner. So, problem solved. And here's the thing. You know, I don't want to make a big deal. I don't want to be one of those moms, those women that are on the rampage. But I figured I had to, because I wasn't mad about it. I was telling my friends earlier today, I'm really not mad. Everything's fine. You know, God protected me, so I'm good. But I felt like I really had to make a production of it, so that nobody would ever, the next time they ate a chicken wing, do something that stupid. You know, because they could have kids later. And so that's kind of what, so some of you young folk that listen to the show, that's kind of a trick mommies and daddies do. Sometimes we're really, really not that mad. Sometimes we laugh at the things you guys do. But because we have to make sure it doesn't happen again, we need to put on our face. We need to put on our mommy faces. And then we have to start lowering our voice. And sometimes we do a damn good job of it. I'm pretty proud of myself. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
On this episode of the World's Shortest Sitcom by KFC. Like I always say, it's the inside that counts. Like what's inside my new KFC 10-piece chicken feast. It's 10 pieces of chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes, and 4 biscuits for $19.99. Get more meal for the family for under $20. That's what really matters. It's pretty incredible what chicken can teach you about life. Anyways, KFC is pretty looking good. At participating KFC, prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Hey, guys.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Canada is legalizing marijuana. Did you guys hear about that? Excuse me, I got the hiccups. Is that a hiccup or a burp? I don't know. But I guess, I thought marijuana was legalized because we went to Niagara Falls years ago. And you could smell marijuana right across the border. Well, apparently, we're being told that Canada on Wednesday became the first major world economy to legalize recreational marijuana. So my guess is maybe that must have been some medicinal marijuana or something. But, I mean, as soon as you cross the border into Toronto, you could smell pot. So I was always under the impression that it was legal in Canada. But apparently not officially. So they are going to now begin a national experiment. They say that will alter the country's social, cultural, and economic fabric and present the nation with its biggest public policy challenge in decades. On Wednesday morning, the government announced that it would introduce legislation to make it easier for Canadians who had been convicted of possessing small amounts of marijuana to obtain a pardon. Now, they say the government, according to the New York Times, is not offering a blanket amnesty. According to Ralph Goodale, the public safety minister, said in a news conference, in Ottawa, that as a matter of basic fairness, the government would seek to end the minimum waiting period of 5 years to apply for a pardon, as well as waiving the fee of $631 Canadian dollars. They're so nice. Canadians are so nice. He said, we will make the application process as simple as it can be. Mr. Goodale said, adding that details would not be available for several weeks. So Newfoundlanders became the first Canadians to be able to smoke pot legally on Wednesday. And woo-wee, people were happy. Retailers opened in the country's easternmost province at midnight. I am seeing lines going down the sidewalk. There's a place called the Natural Vibe. And apparently that's where people get marijuana. Across the rest of the country, government-run stores were prepared to greet customers, see government-run, who will be able to choose among pre-rolled joints, fresh, dried marijuana flowers, and cannabis oil, all of which are permitted under the new federal law. They say at a government cannabis store in eastern Montreal, the line stretched across a long city block. People were waiting there since 3:30 in the morning. Then, of course, the place started to stink. Crowds were cheering. People were all happy. There's a beautician there who had been lying for hours. She was happy. So, okay, so here's the thing with the pardoning, right? I mean, if you did something illegal, and it was illegal then, and the law says, okay, now it's legal, on one end I get, okay, you know, free everybody from jail, you know. But on the other end, not that people went to jail over this, right? But on the other end, if you did something you weren't supposed to do, and you knew it was breaking the law, and you broke the law, shouldn't there still be some sort of a punishment? So let's say, for example, I flip off a police officer. Not that I ever would, because I really love our police. But let's say I do that, and it's against the law, and so I get in trouble, all right? And whatever happens, I end up, right, having some sort of a fine or penalty. Then a law passes, let's say next week, where they go, that's freedom of speech. You are allowed to give anybody the finger, and nothing's going to happen to you. Shouldn't I still have to pay my penalty because it was illegal then? I knew it was illegal. I did bad on purpose. I don't know. It's tricky. Because, again, if somebody's smoking marijuana because they're in pain, you know, it doesn't make sense to fine them. But if somebody is, you know, I don't know. I don't know where I'm at with, you know, completely saying, okay, everybody's, you know, free and clear, complete amnesty. So this green rush apparently is going to be a multi-billion dollar industry. Licensed cannabis growers have been rushing for months to get a foothold in what is expected to be a $5 billion industry, which is basically $6.5 billion in Canadian dollars by 2020. Plus, now they think there's going to be thousands of pot tourists coming across the border in the United States. Now, one of you had asked last week, and we've talked about this on air, what is the big attraction to marijuana? I mean, I've only experienced it secondhand once, and if it wasn't for that, I was like you. I was like, I don't know what the hell. I mean, really, to stand in line for it? But again, when it was coming into my hotel room, and I mean, I'm assuming that's what it was, because all I had was pizza that night, so it wasn't the pizza that made me feel good. But when it was coming into my hotel room from the room above, or two rooms above, and we had to call security because, you know, our room was stinking up, I just remember being so relaxed. Now, somebody else who's done pot, they could probably explain it better than I, because again, I've never smoked it or eaten it or whatever. But if it does what I think it does, where you have a bad day and somebody was on your case, or your boss was on your case, and your kids were driving you crazy, and your husband or wife was making you mad, and the in-laws were about to come over, and you ingest or inhale this, and you go from ready to pulling out your hair to, you want to know what? It's fine. Life is beautiful. It's all good. Don't worry. Be happy. My guess is there is a lot of people out there who find that very, very attractive. And you don't see people in line in wheelchairs and with amputations. You're seeing in line lots of young people. Now, that's what worries me, because, I mean, young, youth is wasted on the young. I mean, oh my God, if I could be young again, I would be so happy. My boobs would be above my waist. I would be skinny. I would have great metabolism. I would be cute. If I could be young again, I would be on cloud nine all the time. What the hell are young people upset about? Well, they got stresses too, and I get it. Breakups and things like that. I get that. But I mean, my guess is this is way better than what alcohol could do. See, for me with alcohol, when I drink a beer, I don't really like the taste. I don't like the taste of wine. Maybe you get just a little bit of a buzz, right? Like with champagne, but that'll last maybe a few minutes. What's the point? You're taking in the calories and you get a headache later. What is the point? But I guess with marijuana, it lasts longer. So I can't tell you what the big, huge pushes, but people who tell me they love it and they can't live without it, and that kind of scares me. Some people say they can't get through life without it. Okay, I know life could be pretty bad, but then that makes you think, does it really make life that much better? I don't think so, because I think you get depressed the next day from it. I think it starts to mess with your memory. I think there's a lot of health issues with it. So this wonder drug that everybody says it is, you know, one of the reasons why it stinks so badly is nature doesn't really want you around it. You know, if something was sweet smelling like a flower, it attracts you. But something stinky like that, let that remind you that it's not all 100% perfect. So we'll see what happens with Canada. They're going to make a lot of money. It looks like the government's involved, so the government's going to make a lot of money. But this is kind of what people want, and it'll take, you know, weird and bad things happening for us to go, this might not be the smartest thing to do. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.